I had a message prepared tonight, and but after asking that question and seeing and hearing what everybody has said tonight, I'm going to kind of skip that, because what you've all experienced in here, well, I wouldn't say everyone, and I haven't experienced what some of you have. I mean, I was on a road to alcoholism, but I got to the point of being sick and tired of me, sick and tired of, and it was kind of a social thing with me. I wasn't tipping the bottle all the time, but if I went out with friends or whatever, then I didn't know when to stop drinking. So, and I would get drunk, basically. But I got sick and tired of me. I got sick and tired of that life. And one day, I woke up and I said, Jesus, I need help. I need help. I got to stop this. You know, I was going to work. I was doing everything that you're supposed to do. But I need help. And God came in. Did I have a drink after that? Yes, but I never got drunk again. But I've quit drinking totally, because being what I believe in Christ, you don't put stuff in your body now to hurt it. And even sometimes we look at alcohol, we look at drugs, but what about overeating? What about food, the kinds of food we eat? But Christ is so good. He's taken us, all of us, from, and I'm going to quote Toby a little bit, the dregs of society. We were down here. This is what society is looking at us. But God don't look at us like that. God looks at us up here, looks at us as a finished product. He looks at us as someone that, as he said, we can preach the gospel. We can spread the good news. And we can do amazing things. Only in his name, though. Only in his name. You take 30-some years of being lost and being so productive 2 years on the other side of that loss. And isn't the 2 years greater than 38? When you think what you've accomplished, not what you've accomplished, but what you've accomplished in Christ. And he's done it all. But being available, being a vessel that God can use, that's what's important. And you have to be available. You got to put yourself out there to be available. And it doesn't always say, you don't have to run up to a stranger and say, do you know Christ? Do you know him? You're going to turn people off. But when you live, when somebody sees, when somebody is just berating you or whatever, and you got that smile on your face and you're still living, they're going to say, how did you do that? How did you do that, Jose? But you can tell them. You can witness. And your witness is the most powerful thing that you have. I have learned so much in here just listening to your testimonies. You know, and I'm going to be honest. I had a bad attitude when I first come in here, because I thought, man, I'm way up here and these people are way down here, and God put me in my place. Seriously, God put me in my place. You know, when and the pastor, when he's preaching about the Holy Ghost, when he taught the Holy Ghost, you have to listen to the Holy Ghost, what God is doing, what he wants you to do. You know, just like now, I could not preach that message tonight because after listening to you. God said, no, you got to tell them about me. You got to tell them what I've done. All of you in here. And I want to be an encouragement. I want you to be encouraged, because Christ is all in all. He wants to raise you up. Wherever you're at right now, just like this young lady back here. God wants to do great things in your life if you allow him to do it. But you have to allow him. And before we leave tonight, I want to pray for you, okay? But that's what it's all about. I've been so amazed at what God has done in here. The first night that I preached in here, a young lady come up and wanted to be saved. Another night, somebody else was, the one lady that's not here tonight brought her daughter, and her daughter's been addicted. I don't know what happened, but she wanted prayer. The pastor and I prayed for her, but I don't know what happened, but God knows. And nothing goes unanswered. Because he sends his word to do what his will. And he's sending his word to you tonight to be encouraged, to understand who he is. But this right here, prayer and understanding his word, you have to know this. You have to eat this. You have to digest this. This is what's important after you prayed, because there are many spirits out there and they're going to bring you all sorts of things, but the Holy Spirit will only bring you what the word is. He'll get that in your spirit and let you know, this is my word. This is what he's saying to you tonight. Christ is love, and he loves everyone. There's no one in here that God will ever put down.
Amen.
Never, ever. If I could have a wish, I would wish that everyone in here would understand the gospel fully. But what we've done with the Word of God, we have all these translations now for people to try and understand it here. But it only can be understood here. Flesh cannot understand what is spiritual. And when I say flesh, that's what we're living in. We're living in flesh. If you're not living in God's spirit, then you're not going to understand this word. This is spirit. This is life. This is what God is. He wants to bring life to us. The testimonies that y'all have talked about. And I thought, you know, when I asked that question, I give my example. I'm thinking, man, that was a poor excuse of an example when I hear what a lot of you have gone through and what you've said. But it was something to start you off, but I have no excuses for what Christ has done. My wish and my hope for all of you is to truly know God, to know him for yourself as your personal Savior. Because that's what kind of God he is. He wants to know you personally. He does know you personally. He knows you better than you know yourself. He knows your ins. He knows your outs. He knows what's going to make you tick, what don't make you tick. But the devil knows that too. And you wonder why you get in trouble sometimes, or why this doesn't work, or why that doesn't work. Who are you listening to? Are you listening to God? Or are you listening to your flesh? Because it's not always the devil's fault either. Sometimes it's our own selves. We have a wonderful guide in the Holy Spirit. You have, and to comment more on Toby, you have more right now than most people have in society because you've been someplace that they haven't been. You understand things that they don't understand. And you've seen the worst and you've seen the best. But it's still a battle. It's still a battle between your flesh and spirit. I have often thought, if I could unzip this suit that I'm in and just walk out in the spirit, what a wonderful thing that would be. That would be so wonderful, just to walk around as a spirit, to understand, but then how could you really talk to people if that's what you were in all the time? Could you talk to people? Could you really make them understand? If you haven't ever gone through anything, but your testimony is so powerful. You are such a witness to others because they've seen where you've been and they see where you're going. They'll look at you and say, oh, wasn't you so-and-so? But now you're here. And you have the greatest of all. Because God loves you with an everlasting love. I listened to a message by Craig Lewis. He's a pastor out of Texas. And this is what he said. He said, can the creative ever be greater than the creator? We are his creation. We are the apple of his eye. But where does your treasure lie? Does it lie here on earth? Or are you building treasures up there in heaven? He wants you to be that treasure here on earth. He wants you to be something that... Well, he wants you to be what he wants you to be. You know, you think that preaching is the greatest thing in the world, and it's not. It's really not. I get more joy out of being one-on-one with somebody than I do when I'm preaching. Because I can talk to people and I can understand the Holy Spirit of just going back and forth. People ask questions, or like the young lady said there, you know, what I'm trying to be strong, but knowing that strength doesn't come, it's not an inner strength, it's from what God gives us. And when we can humble ourselves and we can get down and know that this is us, but we're bowing before a great and almighty God. And we got to be humble. We got to get down. We got to know that God, you're all. You're everything I need. Help me, Lord. Help me. I need help. Is there anybody in here that doesn't need help? Anybody? But God is here to help you. And one of the things that, and maybe we should do this, I don't know if we have time to do this, but maybe we should have a prayer line some night and let and actually have some people get in line and we'll pray for you. We'll pray for your needs, or we can pray for you right where you're at. You know, we all need that time, that prayer. I have needs. You have needs. Who doesn't have a need? But God is saying, I'm bigger than the need. I'm bigger than the need. You have a comment? No. I hope that what I'm saying tonight is really getting to you, because I'm not testifying, but I know the Word of God is more powerful. It's so powerful that it separates. His Word separates. I know it's in Hebrews. I don't know the exact verse right now, but it separates even the bone and the marrow. It completely separates it. Because it says that the Word is sharper than a two-edged sword. It cuts. A bit over in Isaiah, he said he sent his Word that it'll do whatever he sends it to do. And his Word is going to you tonight to get into your hearts. Not your head, but your heart. To let your heart be toward him. Because he wants your heart. He's not after your head. He's not after your intellect. He's not after any of your cars, homes, or whatever. But he's after your heart. This right here. Will you give your heart to him? Will you surrender it all to him? And I mean all. Not some, but all. We have a hard time with that all, because we'll surrender a little bit. We might even surrender half. Which reminds me of something that God gave me a long time ago. And I'm going to call this the circle of life. In the circle of life, when you get saved, you come into the circle. And many people, though, when they come in the circle, they're saved, but they hang around that outer edge. And it's so cold out there. It's so cold on that outer edge. And they have all these garments on, all this stuff that needs to be taken off. And then you have the middle of the roaders. They've taken some off, but they're not willing to take it all off. So they're kind of in the middle. But then you have the followers of Christ that have taken off everything. That is transparent. So that light can really shine through them. You're standing next to Jesus, because in the middle of that circle, Jesus, the Son, is there. The S-O-N that is our S-U-N that shines bright. And that's what he wants. Take it all off. Take it all off for me. I am your source. I am your guide. I am the one that will lead you into wherever you need to go. Where is it you're trying to get to? What is it that you want from him? I ask this question because I ask myself questions all the time. The Bible says in John, if you love me, he says this, if you love me, keep my commandments. And when he says this, he's not talking about the Ten Commandments. He's talking about being completely obedient to him. James says this, for a man to know to do right and doeth it not, to him that's sin. So if the Holy Ghost has told you to do something and you're not doing it, you're in sin, my brother or my sister. You're in sin. And it might not be a sin to your brother, because your brother God may not be telling him not to do that. So I'll give an easy example, like bowling. And I used to love to bowl. But if it gets to be too much and God says, this is taking up my time, and you don't need to do that anymore. But he hasn't said nothing to Mitch about it. So to him, it's not a sin. But if I continue to bowl, now I'm sinning, because he told me to stop. But he wants our heart. He wants us to surrender it all to him. Tonight, I want to leave you with this encouragement. God loves you with an everlasting love. His love will never die. No matter what you've done, no matter what you may do yet in the future, the Bible says he will never leave you, nor will he forsake you, no matter what. Friends may come, friends may go, but God is always there. He's always right there with you. And you can believe that. You can trust him. You can trust him with everything. All you got to do is say, yes, Lord, I trust you. I'll give it all to you. I'll give it all to you. Can you say that tonight? Can you ask yourself the question, will I give it all to him? You know, we need to come back here like next week or at some point and say, look what God has done. So-and-so received the gospel because they seen something and I was able to share the news with them. I bet, Toby, you have a lot of testimonies with that. And isn't that a great thing? When you see somebody come to Christ that's never been to Christ before, when you pray for somebody that says, I want to believe. I want to believe in Christ. And you led them there. And the angels in heaven are singing because somebody else came to Christ. And we have done that. But it's always God. Paul said, I watered Apollo, or I planted Apollo, watered, but God gives the increase. God has always given the increase. None of us will ever give the increase. So let God be your guide. Let the Holy Ghost lead you and guide you into all truth. And may the love of God shine ever brighter in your hearts for now and for always. In the name of Jesus. Amen.